hot Sunday morning, 5/21/23. This is a Prophet's Corner Uncut, and it's going to be a lengthy one, but it's a very interesting one. It's called the God Kind. God Kind. God Kind. All right, in the Old Testament, God set up his laws and commandments from the beginning for us to follow. One of these laws was concerning kind. Kind. Kind just means species. All right, Genesis 1. All right, first one we want to look at is 11 and 12. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. So what would you say the demonic intervention of this would be? GMOs? Bioengineering, GMOs, messing with things, even transplanting, sticking plants that don't belong with another plant. This is the first group that he said, don't mess with it. Kind with kind. All right. Verse 20. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the waters in the sea, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. All right, the next group is all the animals, whether it be in the sea, in the sky, or on the land. Don't mess with it. Huh? God kind. All right, 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So these are three sections that covers everything in the Word of God. Grass and trees, the fowl of the air, great whales, aquatic, all water creatures, land creatures, cattle, creeping things, beasts, man and woman. How did God finish this creation? What did he say? Good. It is good. How many of you think when God says it's good, you best stay with it, right? No. God gave mankind dominion over this creation of plant life, water creatures, and land creatures. Who is responsible for all that has gone amiss? That's a no-brainer. We see the results of God's sons and daughters not keeping everything in order. Romans chapter 1. Starting with verse 16. There's people today that are ashamed of the gospel. That's why I think they've embraced an alternative gospel. And they give the excuses. Well, they've lied to us about everything. We can't believe anything. Oh, they've hidden all these books from us. It's no good. Just throw what we got away. It's not even complete. You see the tactic? All right. Paul says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. So in creation, what do we see? How God created and how man's to create. God set things in order, and he said, it's good, keep it that way. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. They're saying, the Bible's no good anymore. They've hidden it from us. What you've got's incomplete. It doesn't show a complete picture. What are they saying? They hold the truth now in unrighteousness. Oh, they've just brainwashed us on everything. Because that which may be known of God is manifest to them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world. You can go back to Genesis and there it is. It's the whole thing. Why is flat earth such a big thing? Because if they knew the truth of God's word and the firmament and the flat earth, all this demon garbage would go away in a blink of an eye. It's not the Bible being taken away. It's the devil has sabotaged. He's come to steal the word. And he's duped people into believing all this hogwash. I'm telling you today, if you can't find it in the word, then I would throw it out. I don't care what it says. All right. Cut it out of your life. All right. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse. The Lord said, I showed you right there in the first chapter of Genesis everything that was good. Everything. Even the firmament, verse 8. Very first chapter. In the very beginning, God laid it all down and put it there. And the devil spun it, spin. The spin zone. That's what he's done. He's just started. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. To me, it's a fool that says, oh yeah, all gods are the same. If that were so, then salvation would be offered. And it is offered in Christ Jesus. But it's not offered in Allah or Muhammad or anybody, any other god. It's not offered. Yeah. Or any other whatever. All right? And change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corrupt, incorruptible man into birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. What do you think Baphomet is? It's a tranny that looks like a goat. It reflects everything they've done throughout the ages to mess up mankind, or God, not mankind, but Godkind. It reflects that. Because that which was, wait a minute. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness to the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. See, all their stuff has to do with distorted creatures and transhumans and all this junk. For this cause God gave them up. I mean, it's right in front of your face. It's so obvious for those who are looking. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. That's so disgusting. Anything the devil does is disgusting. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things that are not convenient. You talk about that kind of lifestyle, you talk about inconvenient. God made everything the way it's supposed to be, and it all flows together. They go against everything that's convenient. being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable and merciful, who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. This is Q's stance. God will avenge us of our enemies. We will arrange the meeting. Well, that's the military stance on it. All right. Let's keep going. Those who commit such atrocities are worthy of death, so that scripture says. Are we the judge? Now, this is going to take a turn, and it may surprise you. But we can't ever forget who the judge is. No, but God is. But we have a stewardship to keep it all in order as God laid it out in His Word from the very beginning. After the Exodus, God laid down the Ten Commandments to get His creation back on track. Because the Egyptians, they ate anything, they did anything. They interacted with these demons. In fact, they say in some hieroglyphics, you even see the depictions of alien craft and alien demons. Nothing new under the sun, right? I've wondered why the separation of clean and unclean is in the old covenant. I've wondered about it. Could it be that these were the creatures that were allowed to get out of God's order? We see in the new covenant, everything is clean if it is received with thanksgiving. In the old covenant, because the nations of the world did these things with these creatures, God forbid them to eat them. But when Jesus came, all that went away. Whatever you eat, it says, don't think about it. Unless someone says, well, you're not, you know, this has been sacrificed to an idol, then you will refrain. Not for your conscience, but for theirs. In the Old Testament, the way they handled this, the disorder, was to go in and kill out whatever was offensive. Men and beasts. In the New Testament, we are to infiltrate. We don't kill. Totally different. All right, Mark 16. How do we infiltrate? I can't tell you how many Christians that I hear. Well, I want to round them all up, and I want them all gone to Gitmo right now. Oh, yesterday. We're in a different covenant. I mean, if we were in the Old Testament, we'd have it made, wouldn't we? We'd have them out in the street. The militia would be well-armed and be on their way, going into every official building and just killing them dead. It's not the way it is today. All right, Mark 16:15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's how we do it now. We're to go in and take the land for God. They were taking the land for God, but it was under a different covenant. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Well, God's telling you, as you go in, I'm going to protect you. But that's how we take the gospel in. God wants this whole earth to be filled with God kind. The Old Testament, kill out the bad seed. New Testament, infiltrate the bad seed. We can trace the Nazis back to the infiltration of the Phoenicians and now the Khazarians. Ukraine is their main location. The Nazis did experimentation on people during World War II. What is this all about? They're trying to figure out how to change our DNA. The jabs are an attempt to do that, in my opinion. They know that what God expects, and they defiantly go against God's decrees. They know better. We just read in Romans, they are without excuse, for even nature itself shows you. They want their antichrist to rule the world and not the God that created everything. I watched a podcast by Brad Barton on Wednesday evening, and he had an interesting video. It was a TikTok video, and it was kind of hard. You know, a lot of times they'll put the letters, what they're saying up on the screen. Well, part of it was up there, part of it wasn't. But I got the crux to what she was saying. I thought, this young woman is right on the money with what she's saying. I hadn't heard anybody say anything like this. This is what she said. She talked fast and the sound was not very good, so I gleaned as much as I could. Quote, every single strand of DNA is marked by the name of God. She goes into detail on her DNA and they equate to the numbers. Those numbers in the Hebrew are 10, 5, 6, 5, these four different strands. She goes into detail about each strand. I couldn't get all that. In the Hebrew, 10 is Yod. In the Hebrew, 5 is He. In the Hebrew, 6 is Vav. In the Hebrew, again, 5 is He. Yod He, Vav He. I've heard Kenneth Copeland call the Lord that many times. That's the name of God. Yeah. All right. I've heard Billy Brim say it too. I heard her do a teaching on it. Yod He, Vav He. The only way to interpret this is through messenger or interrupt is by messenger RNA. This, in my opinion, is what they have tried to do with the so-called vaccines. They all have messenger RNA in them. It's a foreign entity against DNA. So many Christians and Jews are all messed up with the third temple being built. You and I know from what the Lord has shown me that we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. So from the inside, God is the God that works from the inside out now in the new covenant, not the outside in. They are attempting to go to the inside and exalt the Antichrist in these people. Or so this lady was saying. All right, 1 Corinthians 3. If it's true, we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. It says in verse 16, 1 Corinthians 3, 16, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Do you think that this is what they're trying to do, the Antichrist sitting in God's temple? Exalting himself above God. Everybody's looking for, they're going to build a third temple over there in Israel. They ain't going to do squat in Israel. It isn't real. God's real. Israel scattered to the four corners of the earth, and he's going to gather them in and put his name in their forehead. That's the true temple. These people, especially Pentecostals, they need to get off this crap, this bandwagon of this just false garbage. You talk about deception. Yeah, the fake news is deception, but the church has been deceived from within. Oh, I'm on my bandwagon today. Sorry. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Why? What do the apostles do? They build up a spiritual house. But you know what? All the books I've read, even some of the great ones that we thought that we followed in faith and still think they're wonderful, and they are. It's all about building a natural house. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Oh, Lord, help us today to get a picture of what's real. 2 Corinthians 6:6. By pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned. This is the way we walk. We don't go in and kill them out. We'd like to at times, but no, that's not our way. 16. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Ephesians 2:21. Let's just start with 20 here. Let's start with 19. Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Not bricks. Jesus said, tear down these stones, and in 3 days I'll raise it up again. God moved out of the box and into the hearts of men. All right, 2 Thessalonians 2. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. See, I did this. I tricked them. Now I'm inside of them. People have said when I took this jab, the part that I connected with God is not there anymore. Now I know they say some was the real deal, some was a placebo, some was saline, you know, or whatever. So not everybody got the real deal. Remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things, and now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. Well, it's out of the bag, isn't it? This agenda's out of the bag. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will it till he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness of them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believeth not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Don't look here, look there. Does that sound familiar? Could this young woman be onto something? I think possibly so. Right here, Revelation 9. She was a young woman. We're talking like 20. I'm thinking, boy, what wisdom for someone so young. This is 9:20. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk, neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. Big pharma. That's what has deceived the whole world. You ever known anything in our lifetime that deceived the whole world? That did. The whole world. In a very short time also. Well, they've been setting us up with the vaccine programs for years to where we got used to doing these kind of things. Yeah. If our parents had been on their toes and grandparents had been on their toes instead of playing their little churchy games. But I guess it wasn't the time. Lord knows. We're not blaming them. It's just we've all been duped. We all have been duped in the church game. All right, it's obvious for these two scriptures that the way the Antichrist system deceived humanity is by pharmakia, witchcraft, a.k.a. Big Pharma. This is Galatians 5:20. The word witchcraft means medication, pharmacy, magic, sorcery. The body of Christ is the third temple. All right, we're going to look at that. Jesus said it himself. This is John chapter 2. Verse 19. Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? But he spake of the temple of his body. Who's his body? Not his physical body, his spiritual body. Who's that? You're looking at it. I'm looking at it. I'm telling you today, and please listen to me, religious beliefs have been taught to all of us and always looks to a natural temple and many other natural things. That's why the Christians they've all looked to natural things. And because they're looking to natural things, they missed the spiritual. All these natural events have to happen. It has to be just like we've been taught, or we won't believe it. I know, because I've tried to convince some of the hardest shell people that believe this. That is why Christians are sitting on their suitcases and waiting for the rapture to happen. These are spiritual happenings, not natural happenings. We're not sitting in the airport with our suitcase. I'll be leaving on a jet plane. Don't know if I'll be back again. Yeah, right. Just like the third temple, they're rotting. They're going to rot sitting on those suitcases, I'm telling you. If they don't start being a spiritual house, as the scripture says. That's why I guess half the virgins woke up and half didn't, right? All right, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 1, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we are a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. Yep. We're going to read a few more of these. Hebrews 3. Start with verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, insomuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. In other words, Moses' natural house. This is a spiritual house. For every house is built by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ is a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Yeah. Did I read Ephesians 2 to y'all? I sure did. Okay. Well, I'm going to read it again. I must have wrote it down for a reason. Make sure you get it. Ephesians 2, 19 through 22. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth into a holy temple in the Lord. Spiritual house. You be the judge here, but I believe this young lady is on to something here. If the church was aware of the spiritual house mentality, we would not have been duped by this Antichrist system. Thank God that he woke us up to the truth. Many will never survive their religious training. God's way is from the inside out. Man's way is from the outside in. Big Pharma. Even God's creation shows this to be so. from fur, hair, scales, shells, they're all built in. Your spiritual clothes are built into you when you went from spiritually dead to spiritually alive in the new birth. Now see, I read Romans 1 to you, but I wrote these scriptures again. We're going to read it again. Romans 1, starting with 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. Through his natural creation, he showed the invisible, right? For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. I'm telling you, you talk about vain imaginations. Professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. When a new one comes out, I just shake my head. Really? There's stuff that's gone on that we would never in our wildest dream imagined. Because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. I was listening to, is it Mayorkas? Oh, I can't understand to look at the person. And how these congressmen are trying to ask them questions point blank, and they just go round and round and round and round and round and round. And they will not answer a direct question. And it goes on and on and on, and they get nothing done. It's just ridiculous. They changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping dollars. Now that in God we trust and our money, that isn't God, Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit they're talking about there. That's Satan. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie. That's why all this extra knowledge that all these truthers have gotten about the Word of God and all these things since the Pandora's box was open, who changed the truth of God into a lie. Isn't that what they're saying? And serve the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change their natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another. Isn't that where it started? Men with men working that which is unseemly, receiving in themselves their recompense of their error, which was meat. I tell you what, these transgender men, all they want to do is rape women and children. That's what that's all about. Oh, we can come in your bathroom. We can come in your locker room and watch you undress. Women are complaining. These men come in the bathroom and they're there, and it's very obvious they're sexually aroused. People have become so stupid. They've left all good sense behind. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Boy, let me tell you, have they ever. Yes, they know, but they became vain in their imaginations. God says they are without excuse for what they have done and are attempting to do. They are so vain they think they can infiltrate even a man's born-again spirit. Satan has come to steal the word. This is Mark chapter 4. Jesus told us in the parable of the sower. What did he say about the parable of the sower? If you can understand this one, you can understand all of them. It's about Satan's infiltration. This is 4:14. The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside. Well, let me do 13. And he said unto them, know ye not this parable? And how then will ye know all parables? The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their heart. What happened? Shipwreck faith. No faith. Can't get nothing done. Can't get any answers to prayer. Can't anything. Sounds like the church, doesn't it? That's why we got to have prayer lines all over the place, because they can't get any prayers on their own. They figure that, well, somebody else might be able to do it for me. Thank God for those that need help. God's done everything he can to try to help his people any way he can. Don't let go of the word of God. Many say they are believers, but they have discounted God's word and they will shipwreck. Just don't let it be you. Never let go of the word. Jesus said this, John 8:32, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. John 8:44. Okay. Where are you? John 8:44. He said this, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Some people would rather believe the lie for some reason. All that pushes agenda are also liars. Just keep that in mind. They may appear to be Christian, but if they have let go of the word of God, beware. Beware. Cut them off your listening list. I don't care what kind of good intel they may have. I'm warning you. All right. Matthew 7. This is Jesus speaking here. Therefore, verse 24, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended. We're in a storm. And the rain descended. The floods came. The winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Remember the little song, all other sand, or all other whatever sinking sand, you know? Take away the word and take away the foundation, left with nothing to stand on. A complete shipwreck. All right, 1 Timothy 1. We're in a crucial hour. We really are. All right, this is 1 Timothy 1:18. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. You know, they handled things a little differently back in that day. We're going to have to get back to that, sounds like. Shipwreck just means to be stranded. Here they think they're standing on the word, and they're not, and they don't have anybody to help them. Because God has a way. He goes the way of faith. That's how we activate. When it comes to Satan and his agenda, Solomon pegged it. He said, and there is no new thing under the sun. He's done the same old thing over. Talk about the spin zone. Over and over again. Nothing different. He hasn't changed his tactics. Still kill, destroy, still kill, destroy, kill, kill. He might think up more vain imaginations than the time before, but that's what he's done. Same old thing over and over and over and over and over. All right. Satan uses the same tactic. All right, go back to Mark 4. All right, I already read to you 4:14 and 15. Verse 24. And he said unto them, take heed what ye hear. Now this is important. Take heed what ye hear. With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. For he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. So we got to be careful what we're hearing. All right? Be careful who you listen to. It could rob you of the word that you know. You could hear it over and over and over until one day you become convinced that's what happened to them. That's why they're saying what they're saying. At one time, I know one particular surrounded by preachers. One's a prophet. I think his wife is a minister of the gospel, went to Bible school, and now he's out in la-la zone. I mean, really, I'm going, somewhere down the line, something got in there to take away. Yeah. All right, this is Song of Solomon. Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vine. Yeah. All right, Luke chapter 18. Well, that's not it. It's 8:18. Jesus says here, take heed therefore how ye hear, for whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall he be taken, even that which he seemeth to have. Isn't that like the Lord? When you get on the right track with the Lord, he begins to impart to you wisdom, revelation. But if you're not going his way, his path, he can't. He won't. Hold to what you have in your hand and in your heart, not what you may have heard about, but have no real evidence of. This is just wisdom. Let me read that again. Hold to what you have in your hand and in your heart, not what you may have heard about, but have no real evidence of. Oh, there's how many books that are missing? Okay, show me. This is just wisdom. Hold to the word of God that you have and not let go of it. Satan would have us substitute brass for gold. He's been doing this from the very beginning. You know, Brother Hagin came out with the book in the 80s, 88, or whenever it was. He came out with faithfulness. No. Plans, purposes, and pursuits. Talking about substituting brass for gold in the church. All right. He's been doing the same thing from the beginning. He always promises more, but when the bait is taken, it causes pain, loss, and suffering. I feel sorry for those that once knew the word and have just let the narrative replace it. When you stick with that, stick with what you know and what brings you peace, so you won't be shaken. It will help you stand on a sure foundation. What is a foundation? It's your root system, built on the apostles and prophets of Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. Now you can understand further the reinstatement of the apostles and prophets into the church of Christ, or the body of Christ. Christians in many cases have no foundation to stand on. All right, I have a couple more scriptures. We'll be done. 1 Timothy 6. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come. Well, this is it, that they may lay hold on eternal life. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Avoid profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Isn't that what they called Fauci's report about COVID? It's science. Had nothing to do with science. Falsely so called. You could say he fulfilled that scripture. All right, Revelation 22. Or Fraudsty, whatever you want to call him. All right, Revelation 22:18. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifies these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.